third time, we're trying to figure out, what do you do when you have a suffix mamon? So, what do you do when you have a suffix mamon? Well, you follow muhsuk. That's obvious. Lamni cross Savara. Okay, we don't have a muhsuk. There is no muhsuk. That's also fairly obvious. That's a Gemara about Metziat of Kuf. You follow Chesed Markama. Whether that's based on muhsuk, it's based on Chazaka Meikara, that was a loaded question. But I say, that seems to be pretty much the hierarchy. But now the question becomes, what if all else fails? What do you do when you have neither muhsuk nor Chesed Markama? So herein lies really the complication. Because on the one hand, we have Gemaras that are pointing in the direction. You say Cholkin. The same Cholkin that Sumcha says all the time, or just about very often, more than the Rabbanim say, even the Rabbanim agree that when the first two Klalim aren't present, then you say Cholkin. What Gemaras do we have to support that idea? So we have, first and foremost, the greatest support for that idea, the unbelievable support for that idea. Bachmasapar is the wrong case, because that's Sumcha's talking. But the fact that the Gemara of Lamedei asks Ma'ishtam and Machmas Apara, which led us to believe that in cases of lack of Mochsak, lack of Chesed Markama, so even the Rabban agreed to Sumchus. What other Gemara is a very, very strong support to the idea that when you're not sure what to do and you have nothing else to go on, so you follow Chokin? The Mishnah itself is not even really talking about. The Mishnah is talking about Lafika. The Mishnah is talking about, we know for a fact that it was originally built in the Shutfis. But the Gemara's question, Pshita, is a dead giveaway that when you have no Muchsuk, no Chesed Markama, nothing to go on, so you follow Chalkin. The problem is that there are other Gemaras that don't say that. Those are the Gemaras in the third part of the Vashra that talk about boats that people are fighting about, land that people are fighting about, and nobody has any Chazachas to speak of. So what did the Gemara say? The three magic words? Kol Dolom Gevar. So when do you say Kol Dolom Gevar? Kol Dolom means whoever takes it, takes it. Whoever stronger gets it. When do you say Kol Dolom Gevar? And when do you say Cholkin? So that's not Tosfos Kasha. That's really the Gemara's Kasha, Chassidei Bavli. So the Gemara introduced to us the following quote. That it all depends on the presence or the absence of Dror D'Ramayna. If Dror D'Ramayna exists, then you say Cholkin. If Dror D'Ramayna is absent, then and only then do you say Kol Dolom Gevar. What was this magical, mystical term called Dror D'Ramayna? It's a machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam says it means that both parties have a shaychus to the mamon. When you have a bachli par b'chamor, so I did own the animal at some point, and you own the animal at some point. We're not quite sure who owns the lot at any given point, but each one of us is a baldin, each one of us is a baruch, each one of us a shaykh to the case, and therefore we have a shaykh to the mamon. That's called a Dror D'Ramayna. Tosfos had a different twist on Dror D'Ramayna. Tosfos said that Dror D'Ramayna means when the suffix is an independent suffix, the suffix is an objective suffix, the suffix doesn't emanate from the two people screaming at each other. The suffix has its roots in Metzius. We don't know. We just as Bezin have a suffix of Bezin below time of Sehem. That's called the Dror D'Ramayna. So the question is, what is going on here? What is this all about? And of course, the most important part is how does it play out in terms of the Basu that is. Anyone thought about it over Shabbos? Yeah.
If this Dror D'Ramayna is based on doesn't know what to do, why is there Dror D'Ramayna and Shtei Sharos Yotzin? Why is there no Dror D'Ramayna and Shtei Sharos Yotzin?
No, Shtei Sharos is a difference. We get the Shtei Sharos this second. Okay, hang in there, okay? Hang in for a second. So we're trying to be magdir what Dror D'Ramayna is, and more important, why is Dror D'Ramayna play any role? So the answer to this riddle is in another line in the Gemara in Chesed Batim, where the Gemara throws in a third factor, just in case the sugya wasn't complicated enough, a third factor that you use to paskin up a shaila of a suffix moment. Again, there's no muksok, so we have anything, nothing else to go on, another factor. So comes the Gemara and quotes the sugya of Shtarasa Yotzim Yamechon. A guy was a very, very gracious person. He sold his field to two people. And he dated the documents on the same date. And al pi halacha, we have no way to determine who really should get this field. Because even if you can have Ruach HaKodesh, you figure out that one was written at 9 o'clock in the morning, one was written at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, in kosas a shos b'shtaros. We don't write the hour in the shtar, so it doesn't mean anything. So the bottom line is, we have two shtaros that are written to two different people. One of them is obviously the rightful owner. The other is that we have mamish nothing to go on. There's no muksuk, no chamar. We have mamish nothing to go on. What do you do? So the Gemara quotes one possibility, a startling possibility, that we evoke a new way of answering shaylas. That's what's called shuda d'daini. must have been Shudin Dadaini. It's also Machalik Zivishen. So some Hashem said, we're going to go with this pshat for now. Shudin Dadaini means that we try our best to figure out who does the no Siddur Samatana really like. Does he really, really like Reuven? Does he really, really like Shimon? If he's much closer to Reuven, then the odds are that he probably gave Reuven the gift, not to Shimon the gift. And therefore, we could use that factor to quote unquote pass it up the case to give it to Reuven rather than to Shimon. Shudin Dadaini. So the Gemara itself raises the question, wait a second, when do we follow Shudin Dadaini and when do we follow Kol Yom Gemara? What does any of these Kolim mean? So comes the Gemara with the following solution. The Gemara says, it depends. In a case such as the Arva, the case of the boat, the case of the land that people are fighting about, right now, we don't know who the rightful owner of this property is. But we may find out. It is very possible that one of the parties will bring Edim, one of the parties will bring a Raya, and in a week from now we'll figure out who owns this item. That's Ika de Mekia Maleda Milsa. We could potentially, maybe we won't, but it's possible. In the case of the Shtei Shtaris, there is nothing that can be added to this Cholent to determine who owns this field. Because even if Edim are going to come and say that the field was, that the Shtar was written one before the other, it doesn't mean anything. Because in Ucha Shtaris, if we don't write the hour and the shtaris, they both register at the same point. They both register at the end of the day. So the Gemara says, we're never going to be able to resolve anything with the shtei shtaris. Therefore, you pass considered the day. So what does that mean? So we have five different calls on which speakers, but we still don't know what's going on. But here already the Rishonim begin to give us an inkling of an understanding. And the Yisod HaDavar.
Why can't you have two agents say that you saw him give it to the... You saw him hand the star.
No, it doesn't matter, because since the stars are not dated, there's no hour in the star, so both stars are tophis at the same time. So it doesn't really matter what happened first. So Kam Rishon explains us the following. Here's the fundamental yisoid. The fundamental yisoid is that Kol Da'olam Gvar is not a psak din. Kol Da'olam Gvar is not something that Beis Din decides. What kind of decision is that Kol Da'olam Gvar? Let Reuben and Shimon beat each other up until the stronger one gets it. That's might is right. That's the wild, wild west. That's Nishke Psak Din. So what does it mean? So why are we doing it if it's not Psak Din? So the answer is because, well, we got to tell them something. So we tell them, we're not deciding. We are not offering a Psak Din. We are on vacation. What happens? Basically, Kol Da'olam Gvar is a siluk with that din. It's not a Psak Din. Now, we have a lot of work to do. We get the Chesed from the Shem in a few months from now. We get to... I don't know if we'll ever make it to that far, okay? But in the Siddur, Kol Da'olam Gvar, we're going to have to fine-tune this a little bit. Because there was some Hashem who seemed to say Kol Da'olam Gvar is, to some degree, a din. But we're working with the assumption now that it's not. The Kol Da'olam Gvar is not a din. Kol Da'olam Gvar is a siluk min ha-din. When is it appropriate to be misalik ourselves from a din? When we have a hope and a prayer that maybe we'll get some clarity in the future. So when you have a din Torah that may end up being clarified, why should we give a phony psak din? Why should we come up with some other concept of a din that's going to be turned around tomorrow? So when you have the arvi, you have the boat that the two people are fighting over, what should we say? We should say achleiku. That should be our approach. We should give up psak. And what if tomorrow Reuben's going to bring a raya and aid him that he was the one who bought the boat? So it's very, very silly. Whenever you have a psak din, that maybe you have a din Torah that could be resolved, it can be resolved now. We don't have all the information now. So what we do is, when you have the din Torah is pending, we don't know what to do. So we say, go find it out, do whatever you want. If and when one of the balei din comes back with a din, we'll deal with it then. But we're not going to offer a din. We're not going to offer a din when the possibility exists. We're going to have to overturn that din. In the case of the shtei shtaris, nothing's ever going to be overturned. It's never going to change. Like a lamech l'mad milsa. So it's incumbent upon us to give up psak. You can't say now, no, we're going to walk away from it. What do you walk away from it? Your job, you're dying. Your job is to find out some kind of a resolution to problems. Our job is not to walk away from problems. Our job is to solve problems. So if a man's a memorum, you have a right and an obligation to walk away from something. You walk away from something that may be resolved in the future. But you don't walk away from something that it's never going to be resolved. It's never going to have any more clarity than it is now. So then you can't walk away from it. Then you have to go with something. Your best shot. What's your best shot, Ashtei Shtaris? So the Torah tells us, when you have nothing else to go on, so try your best. Your best shot is Shuddah D'Raini. It's not great. It's not Muchsa. It's not Markama. But it's your best shot. So the idea of when you do, when you don't say Kol Yom Kvar, basically revolves around, do you have the right, are you justified in walking away? When you're justified in walking away, then Kol Yom Kvar is a great, it's a great thing to do. It's not a psak, it's a silub. When you are unjustified in walking away, then you have to come up with some kind of a psak. What the psak is, you got to figure out what the psak is. So really said, we could borrow that concept and now plug it in to our sugya. The notion of Drad Ramayna. What Drad Ramayna basically boils down to is, Drad Ramayna forces the Dayanim to get involved. They have no right to walk away from the case. A decision of Kol Yom Kvar is not a decision, and it is only justified when you're not required to give a psak. But if you're required to give a psak, Kol Yom Kvar is not an option. Drad Ramayna forces you into the corner to give a psak. Why is that? Why is Rav Ramona forcing you to give up time? So according to those Rishonim like Rishbam who say, because each person here has a claim. He has a real claim. We know for a fact he owned the animal. We know for a fact he is now the owner of the animal. These are not guys are coming from the moon. They're not coming from outer space and saying, give me Yedem's property. Each one is justified claiming based that each one is they're both Bali Dava, they're both Bali Din. When you have two Bali Din who are justified in standing in front of us, each one has a legitimate claim to this item, based in Shah, is to try to resolve that claim. You can't walk away, you can't close up a chest here, we don't work here today, beat each other up, come back next week. No, we have to give some. So what psak makes sense? So there's only one psak that makes any iota of sense. And what is that? Well, there's no muhsuk, and there's no chazaz barakama. We have no right to be besalik ourselves from the Din Torah. So there's only one thing that makes sense. What makes sense? Hogan, it's the best we could do. Hogan, Shlomo Hamel, Hogan, split it, lays prayer. According to Tosis, although Tosis has a little bit of a different twist on what Drad Ramona is, the idea is fundamentally the same. The Yesod is fundamentally the same, namely that there are different kinds of sphakis. When there is some objective suffix here, there is something that we can't blame these two Mishagoyim for creating the suffix. A real suffix was Nailon. There's a real bona fide suffix that was Nailon. We don't know when this animal gave birth. So Bezdin's job is not just the Paskin Shilas that we know. I don't need to hire that kind of the Paskin things that are obvious. The Bezdin's job is the Paskin things that are not obvious. So when there's some real bona fide suffix that has occurred, no one's to blame, no one's at fault. We really don't know the fact. The medical, the obstetrician doesn't remember what time the calf was born. So that's a real bona fide suffix. You suffer the basic blow time saying, we have to act. We can't close our eyes and say, don't beat each other up. We have to give a psak. What psak are we going to give? So again, nochomo, buchsuk, nishkimus. Chesmer kama, nishkin chesmer kama. So the only thing that makes any sense. What do you do? Shit the dining. Who's the shit the dining? So the best thing you're gonna do is when he's buried, you're gonna have to do a chalkin. When there's like a drive my mind, so we didn't have any problems beforehand. Everything was great. Two Mishagoyim are coming to scream at us. One guy screaming Azoy, one guy screaming Azoy. So instead of screaming at each other, beat each other up to figure out another way. You guys take care. It's not my problem. I don't have responsibility to get involved. Because you guys created a suffix. You guys created a balagan here. What does that have to do with me? When the balagan was created outside of the realm of the Bali Din, that's the Mechaiva Beza. When the Bali Din themselves created the balagan, so let them, nobody can come with the Raya. So we're going to walk away and we have a right to invoke the Parasha for another Kol Yom Kvar. So the bottom line is, based on the Chiluk of the Gemara, the longest of the Chiluk of the Gemara between, in the case of Shnei Shtaros, the Ikel Amek Amilsa, the Lekel Amek Amilsa, the Yesod HaDavid, the underlying Yesod of this entire sugya of Suffolk and Moment is that Kol Yom Kvar is not really an option. Kol Yom Kvar is not a psak. Kol Yom Kvar is, if and when days it is justified and not possible, then we can hide behind Kol Yom Kvar. Again, we have to hopefully fine-tune in months to come Kol Yom Kvar, because some Rishonim may have a little bit of a different twist than Kol Yom Kvar, but at least these Rishonim were saying that Kol Yom Kvar is not a psak altogether. We understand why it's limited in scope. And we also understand why it's limited in terms of yes, Drad Ramona versus ain't Drad Ramona. So everything has become Yom B'Shalom. Everything is great. Lamed Hey, it reads like a charm. Everything is hunky-dory. Until we get back to Avdeiz and Avdal and Avdasa. and we run into a brick wall. No pun intended on the wall, but we run into a grill and the grill is all rolled into one. The Gemara said that the terrible word, it was that one word that threw us for a loop. What was that? Pshita. The Mishnah says Chokin, and the Mishnah says it's Chokin because they built the wall together. We all know they built the wall because that's the din, they have to build the wall together. So Gemara says, Pshita, of course it's Chokin. Why? Because Mamre Mutu B'Safek is Chokin. So the wheels start to turn. Wait a second. That's so simple. Does our case meet the criteria of Mamre Mutu B'Safek that would lend itself to a psak of Chokin? What happened to Kogon Gvar? So what does Taisa say to us again? No, what does Taisa say? Taisa, it's a classic. It's a slam dunk. It's posh. Of course, this is a classic Chokin, because this is a classic example of what? Of Ikadra Dramayna, right? Ikadra Dramayna, what a state? Ikadra Dramayna. Ikadra Dramayna? Does Ikadra Dramayna here? Can somebody please identify whose Dra Dramayna is here? What's the suffix?
The wall fell. We don't know whose.
What's the Dra
Dramayna? Suffix below Sanasayan. So there's a suffix whether or not the two Baladin will come.
No, the Baldin, I'm claiming that I built the wall, and you're claiming that you built the wall.
This something happened only because it fell.
No. That was precipitated the problem.
They could have both built the wall.
They could have both built the wall, but is this closer? That's the multi-million dollar question. Is this closer to some independent fact that has nothing to do with the Baladin, or our suffix is only because the Baladin are arguing about it? So l'chora, this is much closer to a suffix of Beis Din in Tanam Sayyam than B'li Tanam Sayyam. It's the tightness of the Balei Din that are causing the trouble here. And since the tightness of the Balei Din is because Reuben claiming I built the wall and Shimon's claiming I built the wall, that's not called suffix of Beis Din B'li Tanam Sayyam. That's called suffix of Beis Din Ayyadei Tanam Sayyam. That's the Ketosis Kasha against Taisus. Taisus, sorry, you don't understand Taisus. Taisus, I don't understand. Why does Taisus call this a Dirah Dramayna? According to their definition of Dirah Dramayna, the suffix is bought Mikach of Ali Din.
The way we understand, we explained suffix of the Beis Avos, I was saying before with the case of the Vlad, was that they both had Shashan.
No, but that was Rashbam. No, you said you're quoting Rashbam to Taisus. Taisus said just that term, suffix of the Beis Avos, I was saying. There was an independent suffix. The obstetrician reported to us, I don't know when the baby was born.
Yeah,
that created something.
So the svar that we used for there was that, and then once something happens, now both Baladin Din are trying to use it to their advantage. So here, there's nothing. The wall was up, everything was fine, and all of a sudden the wall falls, so now both Baladin Din are trying to take it to their advantage. So why is that not a suffix below Sanasayan? Saying the wall fell, so even if none of them came, now everyone has to decide, okay, who gets the part of the wall?
So you mean the fact that the wall was built originally, that's the latest of suffix, and we don't know how that wall was built originally. Why is that different than the Al Arva? I don't know who the boat belongs to. I claim I bought the boat, you claim you bought the boat. So there has to be something which is external to the Balei Din to create the Dura Dehoina.
But there, nothing in Metzias changed. It was something it was one of their fathers owned it. There's something that completely lied. Here, the wall was built, and we know it was fine. The two parties were happy living in their homes. All of a sudden, now it fell, so now we have to figure out, okay, who gets the wall. So now,
right, because the next thing is that the suffix is being created in the case of the Arva by the Balei Din. They're creating the suffix because without them, there wouldn't have been any suffix at all. There's a boat over here. There's no suffix. There's no two different sides. But when there's a wall falling down in between two different areas and between two different chaseros, so the question is, which person's it fell into? The suffix was created, like Zach was saying, created right now, and Beis Din has to figure out who owns it.
They don't care who fell into, who built it originally. So, Lemais, whoever built it originally. So I'm claiming I built you building. But Don, what do you think about this? You think the Tais is right? I think the Tais is right.
But and how old is this? Is the concept the wall was built like? Here it's a little different than the Arba case because at least like they're both almost most of the
time
the wall.
Yes, yeah, so Tais doesn't go down the both sides. It's a very very fine line. You know, it's a darkest thing. I can't put my fingers on it. Whether I thought the Tais is right, that this is still closer to the case of the Arva, but I hear what you're saying. I don't know. But I have like second thoughts about this because when I originally saw this Tais's cash against Tais's, So I thought to myself, it's interesting that the Ktzais only asked the question using Tosfos Drash Ramon. Have you, anyone saw the Ktzais?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when the Ktzais asked the Kash and attacks the Tosfos and the Beis, he says, I'm in Tosfos, Kavod, you buy Tosfos themselves. So I thought that the Kash was a good Kash even according to the Rashbam. Because according to the Rashbam, there also there's nobody had anything here. In the case of the Vlad, so I used to own the animal, and now you own the animal, so each one of us is a Shaykh Hasmam. Over here, neither of us had anything that we could really put our hands on. So for the last couple of months, I thought that the Tzai Kasha could have easily been asked, Bein Lefi Tzai Bein Lefi Rashbam. But then I noticed that Rabbeinu Yonah, on our sugya, so Rabbeinu Yonah says the answer of Tosfos. That it's this is the reason why we say Yechleke. We don't say Kol D'Yom Kvar, because this is the Drash of Ramon. No? Why is this the Drash of Ramon? Is it Rabbeinu Yonah? Because each one of them has been using the wall for the last 6 months. So even though it's true that maybe only one of them built the wall, we don't know for a fact that the other one has any shaykhus in this wall. It's not like the case of the animal where we know for a fact I own the animal X time and you own the X animal Y time. Here it's very possible that Reuven built the wall all on his own. But Lamaisa Shimon's been using the wall. So Shimon's usage of the wall makes it enough of a baldin, according to Rashbam's definition, of having a shaykh as a moment. I thought that was also startling, Rabbeinu Yonah. But that Rabbeinu Yonah is not going to help for Tosfos. Because Tosfos' understanding of Suffolk and Bezdin, that's not going to fly. That's not going to make any impact. So it's a little bit strange that the Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting, he's saying pshat in the Tosfos, afi the Rashbam's version, with his understanding that also got some draw to a moment. So in case you're not clear about what Drash Ramon is, you're in a good boat. No pun intended. You're in the same boat as everybody else. The problem is the boat is sinking very, very quickly. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll call upon him. Taisa says that if you want to know what's going on in the sugya, so the reason why we say Chok and the reason why he wants this Pshita is for the following reason. It's not a called the Gvar candidate. It's a Chokin candidate with a Drash Ramon and Shalma Yisrael. Whether or not we really honestly believe this meets the criteria of Drash Ramon, your guess is as good as mine in this one. So let's just backtrack for a minute.
No, he doesn't.
He gives a whole different opinion. We'll get that a little later. So let's just get back and put things back into proper perspective. How do we get into this topic in the first place? This is all to explain these two, three lines of Tosfos. Because the Mishnah said, because they have to split the wall when they build it, lefikach, if the wall falls down, they split the stones and the airspace, etc. That's the Pshat Mishnah. So Gemara is the Kasha Pshita. So what was the Gemara's answer? Where it says, Hachamai Skinner fell into one of their properties. But no, let's backtrack for a minute back to last sugya. So what was Tosfos Kasha? What was Tosfos Kasha in last sugya? How does it help? My honey London it fell into the other guy's property. That's a what? Fill in the words for me, everybody saying? Tisak Shalom Sofer. Right? So it's not going to help anyway. So again, that got the ball rolling for last sugya. So Tosfos has to redo the Gemara. Tosfos says, you cannot learn the Gemara Kipshuto. That the Gemara said, "Oh, my Eskeder fell into one of the problems, and therefore I need the Mishnah." Because you don't need the Mishnah for that also. It's also I could have figured out on my own. Please, it doesn't work. Taisa says, "So what is Pshat in the Mishnah?" That gives you a whole razzle-dazzle Pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara asked the Kasha Pshita, what did the Gemara mean to ask according to Taisa? The Gemara realized right away that it's possible that it fell into somebody's Rishos, and Pshita, that's not going to work. Why? What's the pshita now, according to Tosfos? Because it's Tzvi Shalom HaSofek. That was good for the Gemara's Kasha. Did everyone see what Tosfos did there? Mamash just pulled the wool over us. What we thought was a Kasha against them, Tosfos just took the whole Gemara and said, no, that's exactly what the Gemara meant to ask. When the Gemara asked pshita, the Gemara didn't need to ask a silly question. We fell down the middle of the street, pshita, that's Chokin. I don't even need a gun. That's so posh, it doesn't even deserve a pshita, says Tosfos. Says the pshita of the Gemara was, now that you heard Shia for a week and a half about Tzvi Shalom HaSofek, you'll realize, based on everything that you know about Ksubas Yates and Bamitziyat Avav, you'll realize right away that it's pshita, no matter where it fell, it's not going to help the Lamal of Lamayri, because it's Tzvi Shalom HaSofek. It says, Chalkin, what do you need the Fikach for? After the Gemara, it fell into somebody's Rishus, and now Tosfos adds about 10 lines. What did they add? It fell into somebody's Rishus, and what happened? No one saw the end of Tosfos? No.
It was there for a while.
It was there for a long time. Shazman, Zman Meruba. It fell into Reuven's Rishus and it's been sitting there for 6 months and nobody's opened up their mouth about it. And now, why does that change anything, says Tosfos? Because now the guy's a new taina. This is not a tefisa d'achshava or a sofek taina. What is this? What's his taina? What's his taina?
Migo built the wall.
The Migo. I what? I bought what? I bought all the stones off of you. It could be maybe these stones were yours, but they're sitting in my property for 6 months. So I can taina that I bought it from you. But that's not what I taina. What did I taina?
I built the wall.
I taina that I built the wall by myself. So the fact that I built the wall by myself, that in and of itself is not such a shtarka taina. That's not such a great taina. But the fact that I bought it from you, that's an unbelievable taina. What do we call it, Rabbi Yisrael? Yeah. What? That's an ego. So comes Tyson and says, what the Mishnah and the Gemara really mean is as follows. It's a Migo b'makom what? B'makom Eidim, b'makom Al-Nsadeh. Something that hopefully we're going to get to many, many times down the pipe for this year. When I tie to Tyna A, Migo, I could have said Tyna B. That's great. That's wonderful. Migo is the greatest thing in the world. Except for if the Tyna that I'm advancing is being contradicted by something. If that's something that's contradicting my taina's Eidim, that's a disaster. That's a Migo Eidim. If what's contradicting me is an Anan Sahade, that's also a disaster. That's a Migo Eidim. If what's contradicting me, my taina is a Chazoka, you got to wait until the Hamid off to find out what the answer to that question is. If what's contradicting me is a Rove, you got to wait also until the Hamid off. You got a lot of things to wait for. So says Taisus, on the Beis and Baba Basra, we never even heard the word Migo. We thought we were going to hit Migo to the Hay. Now says Taisus, that's the Shabbatai of the Migo. That I would have thought that since the wall fell down and it's been sitting in my rishus for the last 6 months, so I would have thought that at that point I could have theoretically just tied it lakuchbi on the. When I go ahead and I tied it that I built the wall myself, I should be nemo with amigo. Kamash malon, it's not going to work. Why? What's the magic word? What's the? Why does the amigo not work? What magic word? What does lafikach mean? Because what do you mean you're claiming that you built the wall yourself? We know that's not true. We know with absolute certainty we have an Anan Sadeh, you didn't build the wall yourself. What's the Anan Sadeh? What makes us believe with full confidence you didn't build the wall yourself? What leads us to believe? What's the Anan Sadeh? We know you didn't build the wall yourself. Because the halacha was you're supposed to split building it. Because the Mishnah says, I should be sure to bond into this place of the answer. What Mishnah would ever build the whole wall if he can get the other guy to pay half of it? When was the last time you laid out your own money and get somebody else to pay for something? So it's move on to Eilav. It's an Anan Sadeh. You did not build the wall yourself. So when you go ahead and advance this ridiculous time that you built the wall yourself, you're amiga, b'mokha meidim. That's what the Gemara meant in Davdalad. Now I ask your question again. Who here learned Davdalad? Who here saw the Gemara in Davdalad? Did you realize that when the Gemara said Pshita, what the Gemara really meant to say was, Pshita, that it's a tfisa liachshol a suffix, I am a mitzvah, that vavik subas that fitas, that doesn't work. That's what the Gemara really meant when it said Pshita. And the Gemara says, lo tzricha, that fell to somebody's shoes. What that meant is, lo tzricha, that fell to somebody's shoes, and it's been there forever and ever and ever and ever, and he's got a migo, and the migo would have worked, except the second migo maka made him kamash mola. Wow. I mean, Taisa saw, Bali Taisa, and he stars Hashem on the table, but I saw things that I didn't see. Wow.
Now, so wasn't this case that Tosos was referring to at this point in the Bikkah? So therefore, it's not an on. Why is there an
on? No, the Bikkah was the Raya. No, the Bikkah was the Chazal. Going back to the Bikkah.
You're still talking about the Chazal.
You're still the Chazal. Well, the Tisach and Osof and Bikkah Makam Eidim both made into a Gemara that neither one was quoted. It's really quite startling by the Leshtate and the Hilgi Bali Tosos. The Taisus just had to fine-tune something. Taisus had a little bit of a problem. There was only one thing that bothered Taisus. It's amazing. And this whole shot is only one thing that Taisus was bothered with. You know what they were bothered with? Is that they're not sure that the guy would have a Tainus Lakuach altogether. Forget about the fact that it's a Migo Bakum Eidim. They're not sure Tainus Lakuach is a good Taina. Why? Because there's a Gemara tucked away that says that Shutzpin Lokapti Hadodi, that when you have an area that belongs to two partners, so it's hard to Taina that something is lakuch biyadcha, because maybe the fact that the other guy didn't complain and didn't tell you, wait a second, what are you doing holding on to my thing, is because we're all partners and we're all happy with each other, nobody really cares about each other. So that's the only thing that bothered Tyson, the whole sugya. So Tyson had to cover that up also. After a certain time, even the shukla don't like each other. That was the only issue with Tyson. All the other razzle dazzle shukla terrors, they saw as clear as day, and then Gemara's like, Tyson, the healing of all. So the Ktzos had a lot of issues with the Ktzos. Because to every line, to every comment, the Ktzos had another issue with. So Ktzos says he doesn't understand a much simpler reason, much, much, much easier, smoother reason as to why Kol Da'olam Gvar doesn't apply here. Going back to the beginning of Taisus, when Taisus said, this is not a Kol Da'olam Gvar because it's Jared Ramayin, Taisus didn't believe that was true. So says the Ktzos, why is Kol Da'olam Gvar not applicable here? He dug up Taisus and Abayis and Masechet Brachot Tzi. This was the famous one from Benetam, that Kol Da'olam Gvar doesn't apply when you're physically holding on to the item. What was the context? Who knows the original context that remained at time? First Bishop Bavin Tzvi, Shnei Melachos HaMetalos. The entire sukkah of Shnei Melachos HaMetalos, no mention is made of Kol Da'olam Gvar. Every other possibility under the sun is mentioned, but there's no mention of Kol Da'olam Gvar. Why is there no Kol Da'olam Gvar in Bavin Tzvi, Shnei Melachos HaMetalos? So Kol tells the neighbor remained at time that when you're holding on to something, this is nish Kol Da'olam Gvar. That's not a sukkah of Kol Da'olam Gvar. So says the Ktzos, holding on doesn't just mean I'm holding on like this. It quotes a Rambam that says, if I'm sitting on top of something, I'm sitting in my tzimum, my dal ramas, and mamash right there, right in front of it, come on, the mukhs is gone. It says I'm holding it. If you have the arva, there's a boat floating down to 30 feet down the block and wrecked there, that's called, that's not mukhzokabiyah. Two guys are fighting over a field in the middle of Wyoming, and they're sitting in New Jersey, that's not mukhzokabiyah. We have a shnai mukhs in the talus, or you have two guys who are standing next to the wall, and I'm standing on my side of the wall, my pile of the rocks, and you're standing on your pile of the rocks, and I'm saying it's my own. Says the Ktzos, based on Rabbeinu Tam, that's not a Kol Da'olam Gvar. Kol Da'olam Gvar cannot be applied in a situation of Mukhsat Biyadu. That's the emissary answer, says the Ktzos. The Ktzos says Ha'ara about what happened to Kol Da'olam Gvar. Why is that so, by the way? What's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? Why is that? That's such a fundamental truth that you can't say Kol Da'olam Gvar with Mukhsat Biyadu. Any ideas? What's the simplest shot? What were all the other limitations on Kol Da'olam Gvar? What were all the other types, cases that we refuse to say Kol Da'olam Gvar? What was the underlying principle when you cannot say Kol Da'olam Gvar? Kol Da'olam Gvar is a cop-out, Rabbi say. Kol Da'olam Gvar is a way of saying we have a right not to get involved and therefore beat yourselves up, fight it to the finish. Whenever there's something that's forcing us to get involved, we cannot close our eyes. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. A guy walks into Beis Din and he's holding on to something. You're going to tell him that he doesn't belong here? You're going to tell him that he doesn't have a tefisa here? No pun intended. You're going to tell him he doesn't have a shaychus here? The guy's holding in his hand. How can you tell a guy who's anxious to tell us that, no, you have no shaychus here, we're not involved in the case, beat yourselves up. No. When somebody's mukhsat biyadai, multiple people are mukhsat biyadam, Beis Din has to resolve. Beis Din has to step up to the plate. Whenever he's stepping up to the plate, he's required Kol Da'olam Gvar. It's not an option. Kol Da'olam Gvar is the case when Beis Din walks away from the plate. So the simple pshat of the Tam is that we cannot say Kol Da'olam Gvar in the presence of a mukhsak, and the Ktzos extended mukhsak to me, not just holding on to physically, but standing next to is also a shtikl mukhsak for these purposes. That status of mukhsak prevents us from walking away from a case. That's a simple pshat of the Rebbeinu Tam. So Taisus in one place presents that, be a bedas Rebbeinu Tam. Taisus in two places, one about Vasa, one about Mitzia. Taisus quotes Rebbeinu Tam a little bit differently. One place Taisus writes this idea that Kol Da'olam Gvar fails us for the same reason that it fails us all the other times. Kol Da'olam Gvar doesn't work when there's a drug Ramona because we have no right to walk away from the case. And Kol Da'olam Gvar fails us when there's a mukhsak because we have no right to walk away from the case. In another place, Taisus writes, no. That when you have two people being mukhsak on something, the reason why we don't say Kol Da'olam Gvar is not because we can't say Kol Da'olam Gvar, it's because we have something better than Kol Da'olam Gvar. When you have two mukhzakim, what's the better of the two psakim? They're probably more correct when you have one item of money that two people are holding on to. What is probably correct? It's probably both of theirs. It's probably Yachloikim. And therefore Yachloikim is a smarter psak than Kol Da'olam Gvar. So in one place, Taisus presents that they quote Rabbeinu Tam, not only should I agree to this Rabbeinu Tam, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a basis of Mitzia, that whenever there's Shnayim Mukhzakin in something, the Kol Da'olam Gvar isn't on the radar screen. It's not on the radar screen either because Kol Da'olam Gvar can't be said because Basin can't walk away. Or in theory, Basin could walk away, but we have a smarter psak. The more correct, the more accurate psak, the more legitimate psak is Chalkim. So no matter how you, no pun intended, how you split this one, how you slice this one, that if and when the Mugzachim B'davar, that will not lend itself to Kol Da'olim Gvar. So says the Ktzai, that's the Emes answer to this Kedashah. That's the Emes Lavitari. Why did Tyson say that? Tyson themselves knew Rabbeinu Tam. Why did Tyson say that?
Maybe
they had
a whole lot of Rambam.
They probably held, that's the whole Muxov. They probably held Muxov, it means Muxov, Mishnah, Muxov, Metalos. Muxov doesn't mean two guys standing next to a wall. So it's very possible that the Tyson and the Beis and the Basra, who refused to go down that route of Muxovim Shiny, didn't necessarily disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. They just were disagreeing with the nuances at what point you draw that's called muhsak for these purposes. How muhsak is muhsak to create this new category of halacha that negates the possibility of kol da'olim gvar. Or it's possible, maybe Tyson on the base, I'm sorry, maybe Tyson on the base of the pastor, maybe doesn't hold the Rabbeinu Tam. There are other Bali Tyson, the Ritzvah, the Rishon, who didn't hold the Rabbeinu Tam. So again, that needs a little bit of beer, Hadavah. But I call upon him. Everything that Tyson said, the first Tyson said, this is a Drad Ramon. It's not a Drad Ramon. Tyson didn't give the answer of Muzakim, says the Tyson, I'm going to give the answer of Muzakim. Everything that Tyson said, the Tyson disagreed with. Then the Tyson disagrees with the entire Tyson. Then the Tyson says that I have another pshat, a simple pshat, in the Lafikach. Tyson asks the Kasha, what do you need? Lafikach. Pshita, Tisa, right? Of course, it's always going to be Chalkin. So says the Ktzos Me'atzmai. A new answer. Mamash Yesh Me'ayim, the answer. So forget the title. I'm reading Pshat in the Gemara. I'm reading Pshat in the Bishop, Pshat in the Gemara. I'm going to tell you what the Lefikach is. If not for the Lefikach, what would the din have been in the following case? The wall falls down. And Reuben says, I built the entire wall. And Shimon says, no, I built half the wall. What would you do? How would you pass in such a case? I built the entire wall, and the other guy says, he built half the wall. Without Lefikach, in the world devoid of Lefikach. It's like any other Dintaira, where two guys are fighting, one guy agrees halfway, and the other guy claims the rest. What is the first
mission? Would you make the Shavuah?
Well, forget the Shavuah, Shem of Zatal. What do you do? What does it say about Metzia Daf Beis? How do you split it? No. So it's not pure mana mixes. How do you split it? It's a three quarters, one quarter. Right? Zen Noitel Gibbel Chalakim, Zen Noitel Revia. Right? That's the Farisha Mishnah Bezer in Bumitzi. So says the Ktzais, if not for the Chiddush of Lefikach, I would have thought that maybe it would have been subject to the rules of Bumitzi. Kamash Malan, that. We know that it's obvious that they built the wall together. Of course the guy who said 50% is telling the truth. We're not going to take away a quarter of his because we think maybe he's lying. We know he's telling the truth. Because of course they built it together because that's what the Fikach teaches me. So let's do that in for good luck also. So the Rishon Nev HaMachlokes is not a good explanation, not a good explanation, not a good pshat. So that's already a whole nother loaded area. Hayayitzimin HaDvarim, this Tosfos, every Likud of Tosfos, every kash, every terrace, every kibbutz, everything Tzai says, he has kashas on this, a kash on that, kash on this, kash on that. Rabbi Isai, we can make a siyum, for our purposes at least, a siyum on the Tzai's and the Bezim after this 2 weeks to make a siyum on this Tzai's. So what was Yaitzimid at the Varim for this Tzai's? Recap a little bit. So basic Yisrael is a Nidim Amunus. The first Sugya, the whole Yisrael, Adavarov, Tfisa Lachshal, the Sophic was Yaitzei, how that plays into the Sugya. Then the second half, in terms of Mabarav, what the Sifek, and what do you do, and when the Sumkos and the Rabbanan, and when called the Rukvar, and the Raj Ramayanis, everything is all playing around just to figure out one word in the Mishnah. The whole thing revolves around one word, that one word of the Fikach. Okay? So we try to be Mavar, it's good, you know, when Rosh Hashanah comes, we're all through, I'm doing a lot of Sfakis and Saras Meshuvah, so at least we try to be Mavar on this particular Sifek. So we have absolutely totally clarity as to what to do with the Suffolk Mumble, right? Next time you bump into the drawer in the middle of the night, you know exactly what to do with it. So hopefully at least we have a little bit of a clarity as to what to do with some of these scenarios to get it play out in Bavas at that base. Okay?
Really re-explain, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why if two people are Musik on it, basically you can't just walk away?
Because I think that's the same kind of a smart like drawer Ramon. Drawer Ramon means that Basin has a job to take care of. So let's take Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, each party here is a legitimate party. Each one is standing in front of us with a legitimate claim. So too, when each one is muchsaf, how can you lay off the way and say, no, you guys are Meshikhanov, go kill each other? He said, what do you mean? Each one's holding on, that shows that each one has a shaykh. It's almost like a quote-unquote Jerod Ramani. Each one has a shaykh of this moment. That's how Taisa presented in one place. And Taisa in another place presented it totally different, saying that it's not that we couldn't say Kol Dvar Gvar, it's that we'd rather not, because we have a more or a legitimate way of dividing this moment. Okay? All right. Yeah. Jeremy.
Is the muhsak that Rabbi Tam is speaking about in Bav Mitzia, is that any different than a regular muhsak? Like, what's the chiddush? Obviously,
the
when there's a muhsak, we're not going to follow.
The problem is they're both muhsak. They're both holding on to the same talus.
Oh, so this is a chiddush that has two muhsak.
It's two, yeah, well, each one's holding on to it. That's the problem. It's not real muhsak.
But by the case in Bava Basra, there's only one muhsak of his own side.
No, they're both standing next to the wall. So that's what the Ketzel's is saying, that since they're both standing next to the wall, the Rambam seems to say that's also called Shnai Moksin. Okay, good. All right, let's say, so stop for now. All right, just what's our, we can take a tape for a second. So what's our schedule?